This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. It is 12.05 p.m. on Tuesday, the 9th of March. It is time for Enterprise Biz Bites. My name is Audrey Raj, and with me in the studio is
Frida Liu.
On the show today, we're going to be talking about how you spend your money. We're going to be talking about the buy now, pay later model. Are you a fan of the BNPL concept? Why or why not? Do you think that it's going to take off in Malaysia, or do you think it's already been around for quite a while? And, you know, maybe now it has a new face.
New name.
Also on the show today, we're going to be talking about Clubhouse and its meteoric rise. And we'll also, at the end of the show, be talking about crypto's next billion-dollar thing. And it's called NFTs. All that is coming up on the show. But, of course, our main topic of the day is about buy now, pay later. Are you a fan of it? Tell us what you think about it. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. You can also reach us on Twitter and on Instagram at BFM Radio is our handle. Now, the buy now, pay later payment model has become extra popular over the last year or so, but could it ever become the mainstream payment method?
Right. So we're already getting a lot of responses via social media. So we're used to credit cards being the main method of payment that allows you convenience immediately as long as you pay the price later.
Yes.
But another model is trying to get a piece of that delayed payment action is called the BNPL, buy now, pay later. So what is it exactly? Well, the buyer makes a purchase instantly, but then pays for it in separate installments in future. In most cases, you'll have to make an upfront payment like you would when buying a home or vehicle, and then pay the balance via interest-free installments over the next 3 to 4 months.
Yes, so it's interest-free installments. Now, while buyers in countries like in the US, Australia, even in Europe, have long become acquainted with this BNPL concept, consumers here in the Southeast Asia region will find the concept to be still fairly nascent and novel. Despite that, there are already several providers that have made moves to offer BNPL payments right here in Malaysia too.
Right. So what are the pros and cons of BNPL? The pros start with the appearance of risk-free instant gratification appearance. A three-month payment period is manageable for most goods purchasable under such payment schemes. And it's also more time afforded to buyers compared to credit cards that demand payment as soon as the next month rolls around. Or else.
Yes. Exactly. Now, this all ultimately equates to better turnover rates for businesses who can now offer an alternative payment solution to their customers. And research shows that businesses were more likely to get repeat buys from customers who appreciate the availability of this kind of installment payment options, right? It's a friendlier payment option. About 40% of participants in research shows who prefer BNPL said that they'd avoid businesses that did not carry buy now, pay later option.
All right. And this is true, especially during the era of the pandemic where the BNPL payment method has gained some traction. Buyers who need to buy items and find themselves financially constrained in the short term. Plus, it also helps that the onboarding process for most BNPL services is hassle-free procedure and pays merchants almost as soon as funds are received from the customer, which limits any concerns about cash flow problems.
Okay. So that are all the advantages, okay? But what about the cons? Now, many say that this is a pathway to debt, possibly even worse than credit cards. And it's easy to say, and it's easy to see why people might say that. With a BNPL payment scheme, the barrier to entry is extremely low, making it easy for spendthrifts to inadvertently pile up the purchases without even realizing it. This then leads to the problem of debt accumulation and possible late payments, which come with penalties, of course. And as we've seen with credit card debt, many people have been historically awful at, you know, being mindful with their spending, you know, when it comes to things like the credit cards.
So while the core problem clearly lies with users' inability to curb their spending, BNPL providers have been asked to shoulder some of the responsibility in this regard. Some have introduced strict Know Your Customer or KYC measures to filter out users with poor credit ratings, more prone to accumulating debt. However, there's still concerns regarding the openness of the wider BNPL system and loopholes that can be exploited by spendthrift users, such as using separate loan facilities and other financial institutions to repay already existing debt. One obvious but a little controversial solution is to introduce regulations that place a hard limit on such expenditure and moderate an industry that is still yet to fully form an identity and one that's targeting the wallets of younger spenders to boot.
Yeah, so regardless of how you feel about buy now, pay later, growth in the scene is also expected to carry on an already bullish trend, with the Southeast Asian market cap expected to grow from about 7.3 billion back in 2019 to about 33.6 billion in 2027, in 6 years' time. Even if it's not yet palpable, the number of users has also grown significantly, and BNPL providers have continued to receive funding from optimistic investors as well. Now, we've seen some press releases come in about just this, you know, and we've got we've had some new players in the market over the last year or so, you know, throughout the pandemic year, and apparently they're doing really well.
Right. Okay. So I was just telling you that this is not a new concept, right? Maybe it wasn't online as an alternative. No, back in the day, there's this place called Quartz Mammoth that allows you to buy now, you know, and then, you know, pay later in a way, you know, a little simple down payment. So if you can't manage your behavior, I feel that it is, you know, it's not right. You know, it shouldn't be, because you think that everything's small payments and you end up buying a lot, right? Yeah. So if you can't manage that, and so you make it a habit, like the only two things that I would have a debt would be the house and the car, right? That installment would be the big ticket items, right? But not the small ticket items. But that said, I've had things come to me, and it's like, it's something that I wanted to buy anyway. So, oh, but there is an option between full payment and
0% installment.
0% installment. Of course, I go for 0% installment, but it wasn't because I was looking up for the 0% installment. It's just that I was wanted to buy something and I could pay in full, but if there's something that provides me interest free, why not? Right?
So I was thinking, what kind of products, or what would I buy using like a three installment package, you know, a 0% three installment package? And I'm thinking like, okay, maybe a car or a house or whatever. Those are big ticket items. Have you been paying for installments
for
years?
Your fridges, your air conditioners, those kind of items, the washing machine, those kind of items that you need in the house. You know, these are things that you need, right?
And suddenly sometimes kaput in the house, and then you've got a fork out and maybe don't have to budget for it. This way, at least it helps. Right. Manage that. But I think a lot of people, and we're seeing some messages come in via social media as well, and they're saying like, oh, you know, it's a predatorial scheme and it could be dangerous. You're going to end up paying more at the end of the day. But most of the players in the industry right now, they offer 0% installment. And then I think they also have a way to contact customers to ensure that they meet those payments. And of course, you know, we'll talk about penalty fees in a bit as well. But we're asking you on the show today, are you a fan of the buy now, pay later model? Have you used it? What do you like about it? What don't you like about it? You know, tell us your experience, and also, you know, to chime in with your comments. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp and on Twitter and on Instagram, we have a poll.
Right. So are you a fan of the buy now, pay later model? Why or why not? We'll come back with the results.
Yes. But your options are?
Yes, no, only for some products, only for some industries.
Yes, we'll come back and also speak to a player in the Malaysian market, a BNPL player in the Malaysian market. And we'll speak to them about, you know, why it has or has not taken off so much in this part of the world. But to take us into that, we have a little bit of Curtis Mayfield with Move On Up. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
But films, man. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
Welcome back. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are talking about the buy now, pay later concept. Are you a fan of BNPL? Why or why not? To get in touch with us, 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. And on Twitter and on Instagram, we have a poll happening. Let's have a look.
Are you a fan of the buy now, pay later model? So leading at no, 50.3%. Very good restraint, you people. Only for some products, 37.3%. I think I fall into that category. Yes, at 8.7%. And only for some industries, 3.7%. I guess must be the car and the house industry.
Exactly. Over on Instagram, only two options here. And 83% say no. And 17% say yes. So now I'm just... I'm wondering, and please correct me if I'm wrong, but you know, the resurgence of all these new BNPL players in the market right now, you know, I would think it's also somewhat geared towards the new generation of shoppers who are a bit more careful with their spending, you know, with the pandemic, and you know, just being born into that generation, right, of the Gen Zs. But if you look at Instagram, 83% say they are not a fan of the model. So I'm just wondering, you know, if there's a mismatch to it, what the generation needs and the kind of products that are provided. But, you know, get in touch with us and tell us what you think. The numbers once again are 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. We have on the line with us right now, actually, Dylan Tan, the co-founder of Pay With Split, Malaysia's first channel-agnostic buy now, pay later fintech platform, to get his take on BNPL. Because, and also, let me just clarify that channel-agnostic basically means that you can use it online, you can use it offline, you can walk into a store and use it, you can also use it with your e-commerce purchases as well. Dylan, thank you for staying on the line. Let's just start with, why hasn't the buy now, pay later model taken off as much in Southeast Asia?
Well, because it just got started. Certain countries like Indonesia, Philippines and Vietnam have quite established consumer financing alternatives, but we're just starting to see the proliferation of the interest-free buy now, pay later model. I think based on the merchant and consumer take-up of Split so far, we expect the buy now, pay later concept to be much more mainstream in Malaysia this year.
So Dylan, why do people automatically assume it's bad for you to pay in installments?
I think it's because many people associate installments with opaque, non-transparent fees, you know, like compounding interest, late fees and financing charges. And typically the installments from the traditional credit cards, they make a lot of money from outstanding balances. So it's no surprise that people think installments are quote unquote bad. So for Split, we flip the entire credit card model upside down. We give Malaysians a more delightful way to pay. Full transparency, no interest, no annual fee, no late fees and no financing charges. How many people listening can say that they know exactly what their bank is charging them? And typically the response I get from Malaysians is that, hey, your model sounds almost too good to be true. So the uphill battle really for Split is to communicate to Malaysians and say that, hey, we're giving you all the benefits of installments and the benefits of a credit card, minus all the pitfalls traditionally associated with them.
And do you think the pandemic has helped encourage more people to try BNPL?
Yes, of course. I think in an unpredictable economy, consumers are looking for a more convenient way to spread out their budget for their purchases. And outside of our bangsa bubble, most Malaysians don't own credit cards, and that's a fact. So buy now, pay later becomes a more favorable option for them to pay. What's also accelerating the growth are the businesses that are signing up with Split. And these are the businesses who want to offer their customers a more flexible way to pay, without the business having to offer unsustainable discounts. So our value proposition to businesses is clear. Stop offering these unsustainable discounts. Offer split payments instead, and we'll still deliver you the incremental sales.
Now, why is the Malaysian market specifically ripe for this BNPL concept, Dylan?
I think e-commerce growth is a huge driver for buy now, pay later, but Southeast Asia overall has seen a very rapid rise in e-commerce transactions, especially over the past year. So I think the difference for Malaysia is that we're one of the leaders when it comes to adopting cashless or digital payments, and that's a necessary ingredient for buy now, pay later. I believe the other key driver is a lack of alternatives. You know, our neighboring country, Singapore, has a very high credit card penetration rate. And in other countries like Vietnam, Indonesia and Philippines, there are numerous credit-like slash personal financing kind of alternatives. And for me, being Malaysian myself, this was the perfect opportunity to create a payment method that people at home would love.
So, now, where does the responsibility lie on educating buyers about responsible spending with this payment model, you know, with the BNPL providers, with the buyers themselves or someone else?
I think both the consumers and the buy now, pay later provider play a role in inculcating this positive, responsible spending behavior. But I will argue that us, the provider, plays a bigger role. I think the first step is the design of our system. If we want to disrupt the traditional credit card model with a more delightful alternative, we need a system that only works when there's responsible spending, not in spite of it. And I believe that's what we've done. By design, it's impossible to fall into the vicious debt cycle with Split, and no one will ever be punished for missing a payment. We only make money from a success fee paid by merchants, and the economics just won't work if consumers are unable to pay us back. If there's a case where a consumer misses a payment, no other purchases can be made by that consumer. And if you contrast this with a credit card, they typically provide consumers a credit limit in the multiples of their salary, and they will make money if you miss payments and have outstanding balances.
Right.
If a split payment, for whatever reason, is missed, our customer service team works closely with the consumer to understand their situation, try and reschedule a payment with no extra charges. Consumers are usually surprised when they find out that this is the case. Each time a customer misses a payment, we evaluate it on a case-by-case basis, and our team will do their best to come up with as close to a win-win solution as possible for all parties. I think this case, the human element is super important, and it goes back to our philosophy of never punishing consumer for missing a payment. Like that say, I think banks would never ever say that they are responsible for educating buyers about responsible spending. So that's our difference.
Thank you for that, Dylan.
Kind alongs.
Yeah. You could put it that way. That was Dylan Tan, co-founder of Pay With Split. Now, I mean, it's just for me, I like how Dylan started off. He said, like, it does sound too good to be true. No late payment charges. You get to split up your payments over a few months. No late payment charges. You know, there's always some fee somewhere.
Yeah, I'm just thinking whether that's incorporated then into the price of the goods. You know, but and from visibly, I guess you don't see that, right? But I can see why this would be popular. You know what I mean? If you do that and you have that option, why not? And you're trying to encourage people to spend. And then as the business owner, right? Yeah. I know I've got business coming in. Yes, yeah. At least the payments are, at least there's cash flow.
Exactly.
Then no flow. Yeah. Right?
Especially with brands with higher price points, I guess, you know, at least this way it makes it more affordable, bite-sized chunks. Everything needs to be bite-sized today, right?
Right.
And I guess that makes sense that way. But tell us what you think. Are you a fan of the buy now, pay later model? Why or why not? Have you tried it out? Have you been burned? Or, you know, is this the new way that you pay for stuff right now? 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio, on Twitter and on Instagram. When we come back, we'll go through some of the messages that have come in, do a quick recap of the poll, and then talk about Clubhouse. But right after this, Pat Benatar with Heartbreaker, you're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.